Farm artist residencies allow artists that work with radio waves a rare platform to experiment with those waves. Wave Farm is working to allow to create as many frequency platforms for artists to work on. Currently, WGXC's FM signal is devoted to artists' work after midnight until 6 a.m. every night and all day Saturday. And this allows for occasional durational performances and longer works that are rarely heard on the radio. Next year, Wave Farm will install an AM radio transmitter just on the property, carrier current signal. Another platform for artists to experiment with. We're also installing reception equipment for shortwave and other scanners. We'll eventually have longer wave reception equipment available too for artists. Generally, artist residencies are now 10-day stays where artists focus on one particular project. It can be a research time, as the Wave Farm features a study center and library of transmission artworks. Or it can be working with all sorts of equipment, as we now have one in the full professional studio and two partially installed studios at Wave Farm. Another equipment and storage, unique historic transmission equipment, as well as the latest technology. Midnight every day on WGXC is set as Radio Stew, as a place for artists to interact with listeners, with other artists around the world, and it's a basic daily place that could be something interesting if someone has an idea. A variety of different regular programs also play that cover anything from pirate radio activity to shortwave radio culture to other experiments on the radio, radio theater, experimental sound art, free jazz, noise, and other experimental sounds, creative composition, and more. And Waveform and Free 102.9 have always tried to be a platform to cross-pollinate between artists who don't traditionally work in transmission mediums but work in other experimental styles. Artists like Sam Sebring, who's long worked in many different experimental sounds and styles, but not necessarily strictly transmission art or radio art related.
Right, so coming to Wave Farm for a residency was a great way for me to just immerse myself into the medium. And what I chose to do was I wanted to take advantage of the great library that's here, so I created a project that would give me time to immerse into the books and the recordings and produce a sound piece that's not really documentary, but more of an overall collage of some of the aspects of radio and transmission arts that really appeal to me. So, because the the spectrum of what's possible is just infinite, so it's impossible to really make a documentary about everything that's happened in radio, so I ended up making sort of a quasi-documentary and called Research. And I got to spend about 5 days here on the property at the Wade Farm, where one thing that ends up influencing a lot of your thoughts and decisions and your creative process is all of the nature that surrounds you while you're working here. So a lot of the sounds of nature ended up creeping into my piece as a way to also incorporate what was happening to me right in the moment here, along with pre-recorded pieces by artists throughout history who've used sound and radio and noise in very experimental ways. So a lot of what I ended up making had a large component of chance, because I was in a finite amount of time and yet trying to research through everything I possibly could get my eyeballs on. So what ended up making the cut was largely by chance. So there were several things happening. It was being in the moment, it was looking at history, it was utilizing chance, and utilizing a minimum amount of equipment to produce a piece that could hopefully be both entertaining and educational for anybody that hears it. So if you are familiar with transmission arts, you could enjoy it as much as someone who's not familiar with transmission arts. And that's what I made.
metaphors for the transmissions. Thank you.
Thank you.
WGXC 90.7 FM Acro. WGXC 90.7 FM Acro.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You've been listening to Earlids Practice Room on the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. I'm Sam Sebrin, producer of the program, and this was a slightly edited room recording of a live broadcast performance by Tom Rowe and myself on January 25th, 2014 in the Aqua Studio. For more information about Earlids or the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, please visit wavefarm.org. Tune in to WGXC Wave Farm 90.7 FM Acra every fifth Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. to hear more from the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour.
Radio on!